Online Podcast, April 7th, 2005.
Hello everyone, good morning. It is, what is it? It's April something. It's a Thursday, April 7th or something like that. I have no clue, but I'm going to work right now again in the morning. And just want to let you know that I was really planning to do a studio podcast last night as I was stepping into the studio. Well, I got into the studio and turned on my mixer and, you know, because I was trying to do a recording straight from my iRiver, then I realized there's no sound coming off of my mixer. Well, there's no sound coming off of my microphone from the mixer. And I thought it was the cable. It wasn't the cable. I thought it was the microphone. I don't even think it's a microphone now. It could be. I don't think it is because I do a few tests. And I finally thought it's possibly the first two inputs on my mixer that's broken. Right now, if you turn on the volume without plugging anything in it, you'll hear this static noise coming from, especially input one. Input two also is doing the same thing, but worse on input one. And so pretty much, I don't think I'll be able to do any studio podcast until much later when I find out what the problem is. Oh, wait, do I have my cell phone? I'm working tonight. Okay, I have everything. Bye, girly. So we're going through the same routine, me going to work, cloudy day today, and you know, I always laugh at people who are doing podcasts, sound sync tour or whatever, and they're so self-conscious about themselves talking. Well, I'm feeling the same thing right now, because I always thought, you have a microphone on. I mean, or like, who cares? But yeah, you do feel it when you're actually doing it yourself. Okay, close my garage door. And I know it's noisy, when I'm doing a podcast in the car, but you just have to excuse me. This is the best time for me, and also the best, the best time for me as well as the only working equipment for me right now, so you're just gonna have to take it. Okay, I'm going to work. I need to deposit a check, but I don't think I have time. Maybe I'll do it after work. After my first job, before my second job, I'll do it. Anyway, so I have lots to talk about last night. I have everything prepared in my head, and right now I have no clue because I, you know, just got up this morning and I don't really know what to talk about. Why am I doing this show? Oh, I don't know if you guys, are listeners to Yeast Radio or Feast of Fools, you probably have heard about the whole saga about the fighting. Well, not really fighting, but just the whole bickering between Wanda Wisdom as well and what's his name, Fausto. And which has all been resolved, but due to that, that really sent me or made me aware of that podcast. So I went over to, I think it's luckybitchradio.com, and listened to her show. And I really love it. And especially when she was talking about the swing cracking. Or whatever, swing chips. So it's funny. So if you want to too, also you can go check it out at luckybitchradio.com. Very cool, cute design on her page as well. And so that's one thing that I remember what to tell you. I have a few plans in the future because we are, sometime in the summer, we are going to Minneapolis, and so there's a few, I have a few ideas about what to do in Minneapolis. That's, there are two shows that I can kind of sort of picture in my head, and you just kind of have to wait until the summer to find out what it is. And plus, it's also probably not very wise to tell you when we're leaving, that's right. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Oh, and you know what? They actually... Okay, I sent a picture. I don't know if I told you about this, but I sent the signature over... Yeah, I told you about that part. I sent a signature over to Fausto's show, right? The Feast of Fools. And he played my message, and he also said that, oh, I saw a picture. I think it's John, and he's really hot. So I sent him... And then I went to my blog and I realized that I actually have an album cover of Li Hong, Wang Li Hong. And I realized that it's not, maybe that was the picture that he saw and thought that it was me. And that would be really bad, right? And so I sent him a picture. I said, hey, this is the, you might have been looking at a picture who isn't me. And I sent him my picture instead, and I said, this is really me, so before your hopes get too high, this is me. And then he kind of just entered me into their contest of like the sexiest or hottest listeners contest. That wasn't my intention at all. And then, so yesterday they were doing a show about the sexiest listener. Of course, I didn't win. My picture was on there. But actually, kind of through that competition, that contest, that I found out about Flickr. And if you guys haven't heard of Flickr, you're probably like me. apparently, it's been out in the blogosphere for a while because it does have a few cool features where you can, or people with, I'm going to not talk when I go over bums because I realized that's when it got really loud. In the blogosphere as well as people who has a camera phone, you can actually email that picture straight to this service called Flickr. It's spelled without an E, F-L-I-C-K-R, Flickr. So, flickr.com. And it's a very cool service. It's not very user-friendly, I have to say. I sent an invitation over to Bruce last night, and he just got in there and said, oh, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? It's not very user-friendly. It took me a while to get to know the website myself. But once you get into it, it really is useful. Let's say if you post, I found a picture from, what is it? I Know What You Did Last Summer. Was it that original show? And there's a spoof of that show in Malaysia that's called I Know What You Did Last Raya, which is really funny because Raya is Hari Raya, which is the big day, literally translated, which also means it's Eid al-Fitri for the Muslim, for Muslims. It's a big celebration. And the arrival of Shawwal, I think. So it was a big celebration, a big holiday in Malaysia for the Muslims, and so which means it's Raya. And the spoof is, I Know What You Did Last Raya. So I thought it was really funny. So I posted, I was looking at the picture, and then I realized, hey, there is a blog this link on the on that little on top of that picture. So I click on that link, and it brought me to a page where I can set up my type of blogging, whatever you call it, software that you use to actually post that picture as a blog entry. I thought that's pretty handy, so I start doing that and set up an account, blah blah blah, and so now I have my own Flickr account, which I really like. And let's see what else. And Jam from Miss Adventures in Taiwan. I listen to her show a lot. Jam is, I think, a student in Taiwan, and she. I listen to her show all the time, so she gave me a belated birthday wish, and she told me that she was going to leave a comment on my website, but she doesn't want to register. The reason why I took the registration, I implemented the registration for comment was because I was getting too many junk comments from all the spammers out there, always like poker and Vicodin and medicine crap, prescription crap. So that got me really, really agitated. So I turned off the comment to an open comment, and I just have it open to people who wanted to register. And therefore, I know that people who wants to leave a message seriously would go ahead and register, and people, and then spammers won't get to me. But that also meant that I haven't been getting any comment at all since I started that, which is better than getting spammers comments every day. So if you really are seriously wanting to leave a comment, go ahead and register, because it really is, it's not a spam. It's just make sure that I get your message and not the spammer's messages. And but thank you very much, Jam, for that. I don't know if she's listening to the show or not. And I realized I really haven't been using a lot of Chinese Mandarin a lot lately. Well, the part of the reason was because I picked up quite a number of listeners who are only English speakers. I sent a post, a short edited version of my show onto openpodcast.com. I don't know how many new listeners I'm actually going to pick up from there. But just out of, the fun, I just put together the pieces of all the funny bits that happened in my show, or bits that would represent my show, onto a small piece, about a six minute piece, and then put it on Open Podcast. And I've realized that the traffic's gone up on my site, and also people from various places have been downloading the show. A few places that I kind of remember was like Tampa Bay and New Hampshire, and all these places that I didn't used to have listeners downloading the show. I can see what the location, well, the ISP location, like, sometimes Tampa Bay dot Cox.net or something. From there, I can kind of have a rough idea of where people are downloading the show. And so, which is a good thing, it does really bump up my bandwidth. And now I do realize, my show is a success if there's one listener out there. Does not include me. Sometimes I do check on the show to see if, if I do an edited version, the GarageBand that I use, sometimes I mess up and I forget to turn on a certain track, or turn on a certain track that I don't intend to do. And so I do kind of skim through things. So, but anyway, as long as there's one listener out there, I'm happy. And I know that I have more than one, so that's really a good encouragement for me. But, what was I going to say?
That was the Madge Weinstein. If you listen to her, you know what I'm talking about. What was I going to talk about? Do I have to pause and rewind? As long as one listener, I'm happy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then I picked up more listeners, so which is good. And I've also, you've probably never heard me talked about PodcastAlley.com. Because PodcastAlley.com is a voting website for podcast shows. Oh, gee, this car is spitting out smoke in front of me. At least he has a Carrie Edwards sign on his car. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Podcast Alley. So I've never really mentioned Podcast Alley to you because I don't really feel like it's going to be a show. It's going to be a popular show. I mean, as long as, you know, the show gets to somebody sometime during this whole period, you know, at least one person, and then I have done my job, because I really enjoy the process of producing, making, creating the show. Even though it's not a studio show, I also enjoy the process, like I'm talking to you right now, because I kind of like that whole, you know, it's a little bit of a voyeurism. In fact, I was talking to another listener of mine who's also a friend of mine, and it kind of like, you know, you're like sneaking into somebody's life, really, because it's like I'm clamping you on my collar, and just carry you around in my shirt pocket, and you can actually hear things that goes around, the things that's going on around me, which is kind of true. And that's the whole purpose of the show, is really to share a little piece of my life with you. First of all, like I said, it is first of all intended for friends and family, so that's why it's kind of that intimate. And if, you know, if listeners who find the show fun or interesting or want to listen to my show, that's great. Which turned out to be true. And one of my other listeners, Eric, in San Francisco, or I think it's in San Francisco. Are you in San Francisco, Eric? In the Bay Area somewhere, anyway. He actually was kind enough. I don't know when he did. That must be recently, because he's a recent listener. And he actually voted for me on PodcastAlley.com. One vote. And that's the reason why I don't do it. But I really, honestly, truly appreciate the comment on there. The vote and the comment. Thank you so much, Eric, for doing that. What did I say? The comment says that, you know, it's like, you know, the show kind of makes you feel like you know me, or makes you feel like you're part of my family, that sort. Which is really nice. So, anyway, I'm about there to work. Today's a little bit colder. Well, it's not as warm as the last few days. The warmest day was probably up to about 80 degrees, like 70-some, higher 70s degrees up in here in the metro area. And right now I am about to get to work. But the reason why I was telling you about that is because since today's a little bit colder, I am actually wearing a black sweater, a zip-up sweater, so I can actually camouflage my microphone and actually walk up to my office without feeling stupid. People don't care, probably. Okay, I have my engine turned off. It's kind of quiet in the car, which is nice. So I'm going to remove my safety belt, seat belt. Safety belt, as we call it in Malaysia. And I want to talk to you about Lata. You probably heard in some of the shows that I just, if you know Hokkien, that I just blurt out this bad word. And I'll tell you more about that on my next few shows. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get to do that. I was going to do that last night, but since my studio is broken, I don't get to do that. So I'm going into work now. My microphone just fell. Sorry for adjusting. Sorry. So I'm getting out from my car. I'm not going to talk until I get upstairs, okay? Oh, the wind. Sorry about the wind. Ouch! Gee, it just ran my head into the... Ow! Ran my head into the my car. Ouch. Remember I was telling you about the cord thing? That I have to do things like garage door and the cups on the counter. I have to check, I have to lock my car twice. When I lock my car, when I was leaving the car, and I have to lock my car again and see the light flash when I'm entering the building. Just entered my office. Let me adjust my microphone again. I'm so sorry. Oy. Let me check my email. Oh, this is a Photoshop thing that I wanted to watch. I'm a member of Photoshop Professional Association, whatever you call it. NAPP, National Association of Professional Photoshopper. No, I don't know. National Association of Photoshop Professional. Yes. Okay, that was dumb. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm so bad. I need to exercise. But do I have time? No. So I'm checking my email. You know, every day, okay. Right now I have about 100 junk mail. This is my work email, of course, and I stopped checking my work email because of that reason. Stop checking it at home, meaning. I'm surprised. I only have like about 100 junk mail. I usually have about 300 a day. Oh well, it's the beginning of the day, so I cleaned it before I left for left work yesterday. So at the end of the day, it would be about 300, over 300. Okay, I'm just checking on my work schedule to see what I have today. Not much. So I'm boring you. I am boring you. And yesterday, I have a wedding this weekend. I love doing weddings. I have a gig this weekend, a wedding gig, and I went over to church to practice with the friend of mine who's also the music director at the church, and she... You know, she's very good and gracious about spending time with me, teaching me new songs. And so I was over there, and I have to sing. I have done this when I was in college with my voice teacher on the Ave Maria, the Bach version of Ave Maria. And I've done it in voice lessons, never really performed it, but I'm going to be singing it this weekend, so I'm going to have to be really working on that piece. It might sound weird, but it's my voice sounds better when I sing on the high. There's like three different keys that her book comes with in for that song: high, medium, and low. Like most classical stuff, they have that high, medium, low key. So I'm most comfortable and secured with the medium key, but For some reason, it sounds better when I'm singing at a high key, and I'm not confident singing in high key. I don't know why I'm telling you this. So I'm here at work, and sorry about the broken equipment that I won't be able to do a podcast last night in my studio. And I'll try to get that fixed soon. So you're just going to have to bear with me with my iRiver podcast. Oi. You know, I one of these days I'm going to talk about Jewish people and Chinese people. Or are they kind of sort of related for some reason? You know how some Jewish people play Mahjong, which is a Chinese game? And you know how people, you know, like Jewish people always say, oi, or, you know, oi vey. All the sounds sound like Chinese people would make. And maybe it's a good conversation for me to have with Madge Weinstein, because of all those similarities. Anyway, that's another show. So I think this is about enough. Probably bore you to death. But the thing about podcasts is you can always skip it. You can always end the show anytime. Thank you so much for still listening. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. I would really love to know if you are listening to the show because of the open podcast that I put on. Send me a note online@gmail.com, or you can visit my site at online.johnong.com, or go over to your phone and actually make a phone call to my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. I have to be really careful when I say this. Madge Weinstein, hello, this is John Ong, who has a podcast called Online Podcast. You can Google that, or you can even go to online.johnong.com. The reason why I have to be careful when I say my comment number, 206-888-JOHN, is because it is very different if I were to have said Madge Weinstein's number, which is 206-888. You have to go over to her show and find out what it is. But anyway, Madge, I'd like to talk to you about the expression, the sound that you make. It's very Jewish, you know, like the oi vey, oi, all that. It's very Chinese, so I thought that you might want to, for some reason, or Asian, or Chinese mostly, you know, we say oi, ayo, and all that sound. And people play Mahjong, you know, Jewish people play Mahjong, and Mahjong is a Chinese game, so I thought it would be interesting to talk to Madge Weinstein about this. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. Anyway, okay, this is enough. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye. Take care!